This is WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. As the clock runs out on this year's campaign season, the major gubernatorial candidates in Massachusetts have kicked into high gear. With Election Day looming Tuesday, they're crisscrossing the state at a furious pace, taking every last opportunity to reach out to voters and make their cases. Joining us this morning to discuss the weekend's events are WBUR's Anthony Brooks, who's been covering Republican Charlie Baker. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning to you, Sharon.
And also in the studio with us, WBUR's Fred Tice, who's been tracking the Democratic contender, Governor Deval Patrick. Fred, good morning.
Good morning.
Anthony, let's start with you. Senator Scott Brown was campaigning for Baker yesterday. Tell us where you were yesterday. Describe the mood of the events.
Sure. Well, of course, as you said, Senator Brown was with Baker. I think Charlie Baker hoping to pick up a little bit on Senator Brown's star power. Brown, of course, overturning the political world with his upset victory in January. So the two were traveling through Foxborough, Worcester, and Natick, and they were greeted, I would say, with pretty enthusiastic crowds. And, you know, Baker's message was, if you're happy with the last 4 years, vote for Deval, as he said, or if not, vote for me. And that's pretty much the message that he carried across the state.
Okay. And Fred, Patrick held several events, big and small. What about the crowds at those events? What were you hearing from people?
Overall, Patrick has been going to places where Martha Coakley won in January. She squeaked out in Natick, and he also went to Haverhill and Lawrence and Lynn yesterday. The idea being that the Democrats want to get a lot more people out now than they did in January.
So, guys, what's sort of the central message, the final appeal that each of these candidates is trying to leave with voters, and how are they delivering that?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, as I said, I think that the central message in Baker has really been hammering it home. He seems angry. There's a sort of full-throated almost anger when he gets on the stump. And I think he is trying to reach out to those people in the state who are frustrated, who are scared about jobs, who are scared about the economy. And I think he's really trying to tap into that. He's also reaching out to independents, people who are in the middle there, who might have voted for Patrick 4 years ago and feel like there's a change. And Scott Brown even said there's a simple, basic message to independents. If you like the way things have been going for the last 4 years, then vote for Deval Patrick. If you want to change, vote for Charlie Baker. So I think those are the two key messages. If you're angry, if you're worried, if you're insecure, Baker is your guy. If you're an independent and you're in the middle, Baker is your guy. Of course, those voters in the middle, those unaligned voters, are really the pivot to this election.
And how about Patrick?
Well, Patrick is one of the things I want to talk to you about the crowds a little bit first. These crowds are a lot more excited than the Martha Coakley crowds were back in January. So good news for Democrats on that front. Now, largely, they are people who are already committed to the Democratic Party. I'm not seeing the kind of people I saw when I ran around with Scott Brown in January, where these were curious people who were just excited or swept in. You know, these are committed Democrats. So we'll see how that plays. Patrick has really found his voice. He is just on fire. I haven't seen him like this since probably his inauguration. And his message is that he is the defender of the middle-class folks who have lost their jobs right now, and that he's working hard, that unlike his three Republican predecessors, he didn't cut and run, in his own words. He stuck it out through the hard times.
It sort of sounds as if Patrick is really aiming at the stalwarts, the Democratic Party people, and trying to get the vote out, whereas Baker is still reaching for the unaligned.
I think that's true. I mean, if you look at the polls leading up to this race, Patrick has had a slight advantage, although depending on which poll you look at, it's diminishing. So Baker really needs to bring, you know, if Baker can sort of amp up that energy level and get those people who are wavering, you know, this obviously could serve him well. That's what he's trying to do.
And Patrick just needs to get the Democrats out in a way that they didn't turn out back in January.
WBUR's Fred Tice is following the incumbent Democratic Governor Deval Patrick, and WBUR's Anthony Brooks is covering Republican gubernatorial candidate Charlie Baker. This is WBUR.